from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we do this every year. Cue the music there, Maestro. It's time for the backup quarterback game. Now, this is very important because, one, we on this show believe that backup quarterbacks in the NFL matter.
Damn right.
You know, there was an article in ESPN, the front page of ESPN today, talking about the backup quarterback and how important it was.
No, I did not know that. I didn't see that.
It was on the front page. And guess who didn't read it?
Me. Why? Because it was behind a paywall? It was ESPN Plus.
It's possible, but I didn't click on it because I thought that'd be cheating to read about backup quarterbacks, knowing that I take the integrity of the backup quarterback game very seriously.
Good, I'm glad.
Please have my ESPN Plus login.
Oh, do you really have one of those?
Yeah, could you shoot that on?
Absolutely,
shoot that on a text thread over to us. Yeah. Come on, we'll do, help your bros out.
I can't tell how many times I click on something. I'm like, nope, back out, because none of the paywalls works on that. And I'll tell you what. I ain't paying for that.
I'll tell you what, of all the people in my life, you're the only person I know that has ESPN Plus.
Does it surprise you, though?
It's the combination that I got it with Hulu and Disney. Oh. So you can get ESPN Plus along with that. So it's just a package deal.
Well, I want that. Spit it up, Schulte.
Will do.
Yeah, so Big Sue. So we think backup quarterbacks matter in the NFL. And then, of course, this is also very important because if Big Sue does not hit the over on the over-under, he is fired on the spot. Kim will be here, and she will fire you. So there are two ways.
Have to eat dog poo out of a Red Solo cup?
No, that's ridiculous. There are two ways you can win. The over-under, now, there are 32 NFL teams. Mm-hmm. You are going to have to get the highest over ever.
I've never failed because I haven't been fired yet, so let's go.
You keep winning, but this year the over-under is at an all-time high of 27.5.
And I did say that I came into this one feeling pretty cocky.
So you can only miss.
But I don't have Buck, so, because Buck's usually good for a handful on his own.
You can only miss four. Right. Now, if you fail, we have the third string quarterback game, and there are 13 third string quarterbacks officially listed on our lads.
God. All right.
You will have to get 6.5 out of 13. Now, if you fail that, you're done.
Now, I asked the question.
I need a new co-host.
Because I can think of one off the top of my head, and I'll start with the Chargers. I know who their two quarterbacks are that are backups. I'm not certain I know who the true backup is. Does that count?
Well, again, we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see how you do.
Okay,
we're going to go division by division, okay? Right. This probably won't take you much time at all.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these, I do agree that this year
I think it's easier.
There hasn't been as much movement.
No, when I was watching, I didn't see a lot of movement, and there weren't a lot of guys when I watched the preseason, because I only really watched the beginning when the actual backup would play. There weren't a lot of guys. Like, who the hell is... I remember when Bajent came in for Chicago, I had to be like, who?
What
is this?
Let's start with the NFC West and the Arizona Cardinals.
That would be Clayton Tune.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I gotta get my little dinghy here.
That douche canoe.
One for one. How about the Rams? Matthew Stafford.
This is a two-pronger. So right now it's Stetson Bennett.
Okay.
Because Jimmy Garoppolo is suspended. When Garoppolo comes back, it'll be Jimmy G.
That's good.
And then Bennett will whatever.
Two for two.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's back up in San Francisco.
That's the aerospace man. That's Dobbers.
Josh Dobbs, three for three. And then in Seattle, Geno
Smith. Easiest one.
Why? Why is it easy? Because Sam Howell's better than Geno Smith? Is that why you're saying that? Oh, wait. I already gave it to you.
It's insulting.
I mean, I watched every Seahawks preseason game. Yeah. I'm sure Soup did, too.
Yes.
And what do you think?
Would you stop?
You can't just say that and then just leave us hanging. Who's
that's,
better?
That Sam Howell should be taking over for Geno. No, 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 no.
Not
if, they if they decide to move off of Geno's contract, Sam Howell would be a okay level.
Geno's
going to
have a big year. Geno's going to surprise some people this year.
AFC West, Denver, Bo Nix.
Now, this is one that, again, I'm not 100% certain. So it's Stidham and Zach Wilson. And I think it's Stidham, but I'm not certain. But those are the two. They got three quarterbacks.
5 for 5. Let's go with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' new backup.
Oh, that's Carson Wentz.
6 for 6. Carson Wentz, that one might have stumbled or might have gotten a few people to stumble.
Except Mahomes didn't play. I'll even go a step further. They signed Bailey Zappi to the practice squad. But I don't think he's on the active roster.
Dude, next year, I smell the practice squad quarterback game.
Oh,
That might be harder, because then you get into the weird, like...
Kellen Mond. Well, who's he playing for?
Remember a couple Cleveland. Years ago, like, when all of a sudden, like, the Easton Sticks of the world, you're like, who the hell is that? And now, like, Easton Sticks been around. I don't know. Like, all the weird quarterbacks have been phased out. We know who these guys are now.
Gardner Minshew, Raiders.
Raiders.
Oh, that's... The
stash.
The guy that was for the rookie.
Not the stash.
O'Connell. Aiden O'Connell.
That is correct. You are 7 for 7.
Why couldn't I think of his name?
Justin Herbert's backup in L.A.
This is one, again, I'm not certain of. It's either Easton Stick or the Heineken man. They got both.
It is Easton Stick. NFC East.
See, a number of years ago, when Easton Stick was on this list, these are the ones that would stump you.
8 for 8. NFC East, Dak Prescott, backup quarterback. Dallas Cowboys.
I got you if you don't.
Ooh. You got him on this one? He's stumped.
It's an easy one.
I don't think it is, actually.
I don't know why I'm blanking on the Cowboys. Schultz.
Cooper Rush.
Oh, Cooper Rush.
And if you want to play the third string game, Trey Lance is there.
Yeah, Trey
Lance. Shut up!
Well,
it's a separate game.
But I brought that up because people don't know. Is Trey the second?
I understand. Please understand that we're doing something completely different for third string quarterbacks.
My apologies. Producer ruins everything. All right, I'll shut up.
I don't know why Cooper Rush was
Cooper Rush
drawing a
blank.
That's
a weird one. He sucks.
I should have known. He does.
But why is he always there back?
Yeah, he's there. I should have known. That's the Easton Stick. They he's been around him. Long enough. For whatever reason, I was thinking that Dallas had brought in someone else.
All right, 9 for 9. Daniel Jones, New York, his backup.
It's Drew Lock.
10 for 10. Eagles, Jalen Hurts, new backup.
Oh, they got baby hands. They got
baby hands.
Kenny Pickett.
11 for 11. Look at you.
I told you I felt
very... Are you going to go perfect?
I felt... Well, I missed the Cowboys, but Schultz bailed me out. So technically, I...
Well, he counts.
All right.
Jaden Daniels, Washington. Backup quarterback.
I got this one for you.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. This is Marcus. Yeah.
Marcus Mariota.
Took me a second on that one.
NFC North. Bears, Caleb Williams.
That's the secret Bajet, man.
Okay, Jared Goff, Lions.
This
one could stump some people, but...
It's the Tennessee kid.
We talked about it here.
Hendon Hooker.
That's correct. Green Bay, Jordan Love, backup quarterback.
They went out and they traded. The only reason I know this is because they made the trade. They went out and got Malik Willis.
And finally, the Vikings have Sam Darnold, who is their backup.
They traded Jaron Reed.
This one's a little tricky.
To Seattle.
Minnesota
has...
Sam is supposed to be the backup. Dang it!
Tricky, but not.
Who does Minnesota have? They had Reed. They had, like, three guys that were playing.
Mullins?
Who?
Nick Mullins.
That is correct.
Hey, Schultze!
Dude. Schultze keeping you perfect.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I don't think I was coming up with Nick Mullins.
You guys are a perfect 16 for 16.
Schultz, you're coming in the clutch, buddy. I love it.
Thanks. I had to go into my head and like just find the box score. I saw his name.
Boy, I just could not think
of... You know Buck wouldn't be helping you this much.
Freaking Buck.
Okay. We'll get to the next 16, the final 16. Coming up next, we'll see if you can go perfect.
I like it.
You've never done that.
No.
And if you do, you also get fired, so be careful.
Well, Schultz, on the next one, just shut up.
All right, here's Schultze with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. Ah.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, this is the annual backup quarterback game, which next year will be
practice squad game.
Practice squad quarterback game. It's getting too easy. Big Sook right now, if you're just tuning in, he is throwing a perfect game along with the help of Schultze over there.
Schultze has a couple saves. Not certain I was coming up with the Cowboys, which that's the one I feel bad about. Like, that one was dumb. The Vikings, I can live with that.
The Cowboys guy has been there forever. Like, he's one of the longest standing backup.
I don't know why I thought that they went and got someone new. Maybe it was the Trey Lance thing was in my head.
So, Big Soup needs to get 27.5 to save his job out of the 32 backup quarterbacks. Right now, he is 16 for 16.
Losing right now.
But a fun fact, if he goes perfect, he also loses his job. So, this is getting dicey. Let's go to the AFC East. Josh Allen back up in Buffalo.
They got a new one. He was there last year. It's Trubisky.
That's correct. Miami, Tua.
That is the great Skylar Thompson with Mike White getting cho-chopped.
A fun fact about Skylar Thompson, he and Brock Purdy, sixth and seventh round quarterbacks, are the only two remaining quarterbacks drafted in that draft on their original teams.
It's a fun little it's a fun little nugget. And by the way, Skylar Thompson 2 years ago in the playoffs was better than Tua last year in the playoffs. Just saying.
Yeah, it was cold though. If you throw Skylar in that cold weather.
Skylar can handle it. His name's Skylar, for God's sakes.
Patriots, the starting quarterback is Jacoby Brissett, making the backup.
Drake May. And by the way,
that is correct.
Can you really respect a man named Skylar?
Yeah, it's a tough lot in life.
That's tough. It's tough.
Aaron Rodgers, Jets. This one, not that easy.
Oh, they went out. They got a veteran. They got Tyrod Taylor.
That's correct. 20 for 20.
I had a brief moment there. I was like, no, they went out and got someone, so they didn't have to go to Zach Wilson.
Let's go to the AFC North. You've got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore.
Still Josh Johnson.
Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
Still Jake Browning.
Deshaun Watson in Cleveland.
They got same one they had. I don't think they got a new one. They got Jameis. They got Jameis Winston.
It's like, I need to save you. Nope, they did get a
famous
new one.
Jameis.
Famous Jameis.
23 for 23. And then we have Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's Fields.
Justin Fields. Okay.
Cruising.
All right.
Hey, like I said, I just
no
felt,
real hiccups.
Nah, I didn't think there was a lot of weird ones this year.
Let's go with the NFC South. Kirk Cousins, Atlanta.
Michael Penix Jr.
We've got Bryce Young, Carolina.
They got Andy Dalton.
We've got Derek Carr, New Orleans.
They got, this is one I'm not certain who the backup is, because they've got Haener. And they got Spencer Rattler, and I don't know who they named the backup.
Jake Haener is the backup.
Okay, because Rattler had a good preseason. They were, I've seen some people jocking him.
And then, let's see, we've got Baker Mayfield in Tampon.
That's still Kyle Trask.
You won.
Boom!
You won the backup quarterback. Dude, you went perfect.
Great, now I'm fired.
Well, not yet.
Oh. There's more.
But if I were you, I would purposefully miss one of these.
We're going to chump this thing. Oh, that's right. Because we've still got another division.
Yeah, we've got one last division, and that is the AFC South. CJ Stroud, Houston.
That's still, it's still Mills, right?
I just said
it. Yeah, he just said it. He just got a contract extension.
The Colts have Anthony Richardson back at the helm.
I hate to do it, but that is Joe Flacco.
Why do you hate that? I love Joe Flacco.
He was great last year.
I do. I think he's great. I think he's a great story. And
I'm
going
to have to miss one of these next two because I'm not getting fired.
People crap on Joe Flacco, and they should just stop.
He was great last year.
So you're 30 for 30. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, like the ESPN show.
Like the ESPN show.
Trevor Lawrence, backup.
That is really,
I know you know this.
It is really easy. It's Mac Jones.
Oh, my God. You better get this wrong, dude.
I will. Don't worry.
Last but not least, the Tennessee Titans.
This is to phone a friend.
Will Levis.
Tennessee has...
Actually, you might not get this.
Billy, I know this.
You do
it's
know this.
Billy Joe Hobert is the backup quarterback in Tennessee.
Saved your job, man.
Jimmy Martin.
Thank God.
Really close.
Yes.
Mason Rudolph, the backup.
Neil O'Donnell.
Would you like to play the third string quarterback game just for funsies?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go the third stringers.
So there are 13 third stringers officially listed on rosters. Mm-hmm. You must get 6.5.
By the way, this really is another indictment on I watch way too much.
These aren't that hard
football.
Either. I think you're going to get most of these.
Okay.
Let's start with Pittsburgh. After Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, they have...
They got Fields, Wilson, and...
Banana,
who else do they have? I'm trying to scan my brain for who else played for them this preseason.
You idiot.
I don't think I have this. No.
Any help from Schultz on this?
Schultz, you got who Pittsburgh's got here?
I'm trying to think of the third one in Pittsburgh. I can't.
Is he good at that? Ricky?
It is Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen. See, that's the son of a gun in the years past that would trip me up. The Kyle Allens of the world, but they're all gone.
Now they're third strings.
Exactly. Get out of here.
Okay, yeah. Cleveland, Deshaun Watson, and Jameis Winston. There is a third stringer there.
Huh.
I think I know this one.
We talked about it just the other day.
We did?
Yeah.
We talked about this, huh?
We sure did.
Talked about who Cleveland.
You were here. Thanks for paying attention.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The third string quarterback game is kicking me square in the junk. Schultze.
That would be DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, former Pac-12er. Let's go.
Correct.
I should have known that. He actually played, too.
They had another guy, but I think they got rid of him or put him on the practice squad or something.
Yeah, they were...
They had somebody else. Oh, they had Anthony Brown, didn't
Thank
they?
Thank you. Yeah, they were having trouble deciding. It's like Brown and, very similar to DTR.
Okay, this one I know you got because you mentioned him earlier, but Broncos, Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham.
Zach Wilson.
Third string is indeed Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I only remember, like, ones where there was an actual battle for the backup quarterback job. Like, those I remember.
Chargers, I think you got this one, too. Justin Herbert, Easton Stick.
Tyler Heineken.
It's Taylor Heineke.
Taylor Heineke.
Not Tyler Heineken. I'm only going to give you half for that.
The Heineken man.
You only get half for that. Just for fun. Okay. Colts, Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco, third stringer.
Okay. I think I can name the practice squad, too, because that was the one where, like, anyone that used to be a quarterback you heard of was with the Colts. So they had the Beaner, they had Jason Bean from Kansas, and they also had Sam Ellinger. One of those sons of bitches is going to be there.
I need one name. One name? One name?
One name.
Who are you, Seal?
It's one of those two. Ellinger.
That's correct.
Boom! Is Bean on the practice squad? Do we
I
know?
Think so. I don't know.
Because he played well. He played well in the preseason.
Yeah. Dallas. Cooper Rush.
Well, that's Trey Lance.
That is Trey Lance.
That's Trey Lance. Who, again, they're still
Schultz.
Trying to make something happen. 5 picks in a preseason game, for God's sakes. Or was it 4?
New York Giants. After Daniel Jones and Drew Lock, they have...
Is Tommy Cutlett still there?
Tommy DeVito.
Hey!
That's correct. So you're at 5.5. You need 1.5 more.
Well, I'm going to get the one in New Orleans, so.
No, I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Kenny Pickett, and?
Hurts, Pickett, and God, who else does Philly have?
This is the third string quarterback game we're playing here, if you're just tuning in. This is the fan.
Third string quarterback? I'm the
1080 the fan.
Is he a vet, young guy? Give me a hint.
Tanner McKee.
Who?
Dude,
you weren't getting that.
I wasn't getting it. He was in Houston.
Washington, Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota. Third string.
Washington third string. Yeah. Boy, J.P. Lossman.
not in the league.
He's thinking of former Redskin quarterbacks.
You have to get two of the last three.
Who was their third coach?
Oh, sorry. Jeff Driscoll.
Oh, my. Jeff Driscoll is still in the league?
Wow. Yeah. He's in Washington.
Dude, that guy sucked in college, and he sucks in the NFL.
Where was he in college?
He was in Florida, and then he bounced around to like two more places. He was the number one recruit in high school.
Wasn't he like five-star?
Yeah, he was the number one player in his high school class, and he kicked rocks.
Am I bugging you, Ron?
I think he went to like Southwest Louisiana, and he sucks in the NFL, and yet he's still getting paid all these years later.
Okay, so you can push by getting one of the final three. If you get two of the final three, you win.
Okay.
So let's go with the one that you know, the Saints, after Derek Carr and Jake Haener.
Spencer Rattler.
It is Spencer Rattler. So you're now at 6.5.
Yeah.
So you've tied the over-under. Yeah.
So either way, I'm not getting fired. Whew.
You're not.
Thank God.
Vikings, Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, and...
It's not Jaren Hall anymore. He got dealt.
Mond, yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he got. He's in Seattle. It's not Mond.
Wait,
not there anymore.
Who's in Seattle?
Jaren Hall. The BYU guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Practice squad?
Yeah, practice squad. They traded for him. But the sad part is I didn't remember Nick Mullins was their backup, so chances are I'm not going to remember who the hell their third-string quarterback is.
Vikings stumped you.
Yeah, the Vikings.
They got you.
They got me. Goes to show you how little I care about the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, they really have a backup quarterback playing starter.
It's true. They got Sam Darnold. I mean, it should have been.
You know.
Yeah, this is like a practice squad, technically.
I don't know. Right.
It comes down to the last one. Brett Rypien.
Ow, for God's sake.
Is their third-string quarterback. And finally,
known,
the San Francisco 49ers have Brock Purdy and Josh Dobbs. Third-string quarterback is... Now, Buck would help you on this.
Buck would help me on this. Where is Buck when I need him? Down there being a highfalutin you-know-what.
He's probably at Niners practice.
So they got... the Niners got... Again, can you
I
give
don't
me,
think you're going to get
can
this.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, we have our... His last name is the same last name of another third-string quarterback we have already spoken about.
We've done this. This douche has been a backup like nine different places. It's Brandon Allen, isn't it?
That is correct. It is indeed Brandon Allen, and you once again win the third-string quarterback game.
So every year, they get you between Kyle Allen, but they just transfer teams. How is that guy still hanging around making an NFL paycheck?
A lot of guys named Allen out.
Yes. And none of them are any good.
Except for Josh.
He's actually good.
Well, for another year, you keep your gig.
Thank God.
Nice job.
All right.
Went perfect. That's a first.
That's a first.
And
yeah,
next year.
Can we officially say that Buckley, like, he does nothing but drag me down? You give me Schultzy, and now we're perfect. Schultzy, they can never take that away from you.
I'm already jotting into my notes that next year, one, you must go perfect in order to keep your job. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
We will also do the third string quarterback game, and we are going to do the practice squad quarterback game. May take a little more work on my part, but that's what I'm here for.
You have to dig around for that one a little bit. And something tells me that practice. You know what, though? The practice squad might actually be easier than the third string because it's going to be a lot of the draft picks and, like, college kids.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.